Good morning. My name is Aurora, and I will be your conference operator for today. Participation in this conference call is strictly limited to invited participants. If you're not an invited guest, please disconnect now. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on report on economic activity, public finances, and public debt as of the fourth quarter of 2019. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speakers, Gabriel Llorio Gonzalez, Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit, and Jose de Luna Martinez, Head of the Public Debt Unit, to proceed with the remarks. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for joining this conference. The report on economic activity in public finances and public debt emphasizes the following. First, during the fourth quarter of 2019, global growth continued to slow down in a context of persistent but downward trade tensions, of a deterioration of industrial production and investment flows, as well as a greater global political uncertainty. In line with the process of global slowdown coupled with internal factors, economic activity in Mexico has shown a slowdown. Secondly, at the end of 2019, the fiscal goals program for the year were exceeded, which confirms the administration's commitment to sound public finances. In this sense, the public sector borrowing requirement, which is the broadest measure of balance, registered a deficit of 2.3% of GDP, lower than the one expected in the program of 2.5% of GDP. Moreover, the primary balance registered a surplus of 1.1% of GDP. This figure is higher than that registered last year of 0.6% of GDP and the one estimated for 2019 economic program of 1% of GDP. Third, as announced on the 2020 annual borrowing plan published yesterday, public debt management policy has been oriented smoothing the maturity profile and strengthening the debt portfolio. Consequently, public debt in its broadest definition, the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirement, decreased from 44.9% of GDP in 2018 to 44.7% of GDP in 2019. Moreover, as established in the 2020 annual borrowing plan, the public sector financing needs are estimated to be around 11.8% of GDP, 0.7 percentage point lower than that of 2019. This is mainly due to the successful liability management strategy carried out in the local market with switches and in the external market and switches in tenders. Now let me address the specific details about each of the reports, starting with the economic activity one. During the fourth quarter of 2019, in line with the partial weakening of trade tensions, some indicators of global economic activity showed a better performance. While there is evidence of an improvement in economic activity in the short term, the downside risk to global growth rate persists. In particular, multiple trade tensions, geopolitical conflict, and uncertainties in the global business environment. In line with the processes of global slowdown coupled with internal factors, available macroeconomic information indicates a slowdown in the Mexican economy. On the one hand, a contraction in industrial activities was registered, specifically in the automotive industry and the mining and construction sectors, as well as a decrease in the level of private investment, expenditure, and public consumption. However, the labor market exhibits positive growth, although with a slower rate of expansion. Trajectories of participation, unemployment, and informality rates remain at levels slightly higher than those observed in the third quarter of the year. Real wages exhibit an annual increase. In this context, accordingly to the timely preliminary estimates published by INEGI, In 2019, GDP contracted by 0.1%. In the fourth quarter of the year, GDP showed zero growth in seasonally adjusted figures. At year-end, annual headline inflation converged to its 3% target. The inflation decline is mainly explained by the downward trend in the non-core inflation, in particular of energy products. Finally, in the fourth quarter of the year, the exchange rate registered an appreciation of 4.27% with respect to the previous quarter. Additionally, the Mexican peso showed a lower volatility compared to previous quarters, which reflected a greater probability of reaching trade agreements, in particular the greater certainty regarding the approval of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Regarding the report of public finances, the following stands out. At the end of 2019, the fiscal goals programmed for the year were exceeded, which confirms the administration's commitment to sound public finances. During 2019, the public sector borrowing requirement, which is the broadest measure of balance, registered a deficit of 565 billion pesos, equivalent to 2.3% of GDP, which is less than the 2.5% of GDP figure expected in the 2019 economic program. In the same period, the public balance registered a deficit of 398 billion pesos, which represents 1.6% of GDP, lower than the original estimation of 2% of GDP. Additionally, the primary balance recorded a surplus of 276 billion pesos, which represents 1.1% of GDP, greater than the originally estimated surplus of 1% of GDP. Analyzing the main results of revenues, in 2019, a reduction in the federal government budgetary revenues was registered with respect to those estimated in the federal revenue law. To compensate for the shortfalls in revenues, 125 billion pesos from the Budgetary Revenues Stabilization Fund were used in accordance to the Fiscal Responsibility Law. Thus, the public sector budgetary revenues amounted to 5.4 trillion pesos during 2019. With this result, revenues were higher than that approved by 86 billion pesos. When compared to 2019, budgetary revenues increased 1.6% in real terms. Within, it stands out that non-tax revenues were 251 billion pesos greater than the program due to the FEIP transfers of 225 billion pesos. Likewise, higher revenues were registered in the Federal Electricity Commission for 10 billion pesos and in the IMSS and ISSSTE for 23 billion pesos. The higher non-tax revenue were partially offset by lower oil revenues, which were 90 billion pesos below the program and 5.8% lower in real terms compared to 2018. Additionally, tax revenues amounted to 3.2 trillion pesos, which represented an annual growth of 0.9% in real terms and a decrease of 109 billion pesos with respect to the program. On the expenditure side, the following was observed. In 2019, net paid expenditure amounted to 5.8 trillion pesos, 16 billion pesos below the program. When compared to 2018, net paid expenditure increased by 0.1% in real terms. The underspending is mainly explained by a lower non-programmable expenditures by 131 billion pesos due to a lower financial cost, a lower payment of non-earmarked transfers to subnational governments, and a lower payment of debit of previous fiscal years. This was partially offset by a higher programmable expenditures of 116 billion pesos, mainly as a result of a higher expenditure for the federal government. Now, I will allow Jose de Luna to give the public debt report.
Thank you, and good afternoon to everyone. During this administration, public debt policy will maintain a strict and transparent management of public liabilities in order to guarantee the sustainability of debt in the long term. As part of this strategy, as established in the 2020 annual borrowing plan, the public credit policy will aim to cover the financing needs of the federal government at the lowest possible cost, maintaining an adequate level of risk and seeking a more efficient liquidity management of the federal government. In this sense, debt policy will be oriented towards maintaining a solid liability structure that allows the financial costs to be bounded and stable, even in the face of external shocks in the financial variables, thus contributing to the strength of public finances. Additionally, the actions of the public debt policy will be guided by the principle of transparency. In accordance with this principle, the federal government will inform in a regular and detailed manner about the debt policy and the evolution of public liabilities. As of the end of 2019, the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements stood at 44.7% of GDP, lower by 0.2 percentage points of GDP, the observed level at the end of 2018. As of 2019, the federal government debt portfolio maintained low risk indicators. For instance, the currency risk remains low, with 78.1% of the federal government net debt being denominated in domestic currency. Additionally, refinancing risk maintains a low level since the average maturity of external debt is 19 years and the average maturity of domestic market debt is 8 years. Lastly, interest rate risk is also limited, with 80.3% of domestic market debt held at long-term and fixed rate, while 100% of the external debt is at fixed rate. Regarding the public debt management in 2019, I will now point out some of the highlights presented in the report. With regard to the management of domestic debt, in March and June, swaps operations were carried out, while in September and October, the federal government made cross swaps of government securities to soften its debt maturities in domestic currency without incurring in additional indebtedness. Regarding syndicated auctions, in March, a 5-year fixed rate bond for 15 billion pesos was placed. In August, a 30-year UDI bond was placed for an amount of 3 billion UDIs. In October, a 3-year fixed rate bond was placed for an amount of 15 billion pesos. Regarding external debt management, a diversification in currencies and in the investor base was maintained. During 2019, the operations were carried out, 5 operations were carried out in the international market for an approximate amount of $9.9 billion in the dollar, euro, and yen market. In addition, liability management operations were carried out to improve costs and term conditions. Additionally, due to its relevance and for transparency purposes, I would like to mention the actions carried out during this month of 2020. Regarding external debt, on January 6th of this year, the federal government issued a new 10-year reference bond for $1.5 billion and the reopening of the bond due in January 2050 for $800 million. It is important to note that the coupon rate of the 10-year bond represents a historical minimum for any issuance ever made by the federal government in the dollar market. Also, this financing operation reached a demand equivalent to 6.4 times the total amount of the transaction. This operation was accompanied by a liability management operation for a total amount of $1.5 billion reducing repayment commitments for the next 8 years. On January 13 of this year, the federal government placed 1.3 billion euros through the issuance of a new 10-year reference bond, and 500 million euros came from the reopening of the bond due in April 2039. In this transaction, the lowest coupon rate in history was obtained for bonds denominated in euros, that is 1.125% per year in the next 10-year bond. The reopening of the 2039 bond achieved a 2.0 rate of return, a 96 basis points reduction from the performance during its original placement. The operation reached a maximum demand equivalent to 3.8 times the amount placed. On the domestic debt, let me highlight the following. On January 15 this year, the government of Mexico made the first syndication option of a new reference of UDIBONOS at a fixed real interest rate at 3 years in the local debt market for a total amount of 1.5 billion UDIs. On January 22nd, we also made a cross-swap operation, which consisted on the exchange of 50 billion pesos of M and UDIBONOS bonds with maturities between 2020 and 22 for 48 billion pesos of M and UDIBONOS bonds with maturities between 2023 and 2050 at market interest rates. Finally, as mentioned in the 2020 annual borrowing plan, the joint action of public debt policy and fiscal discipline will ensure a sustainable debt path in the middle term. Lastly, I would like to highlight that with these results, this administration reflects its commitment to fiscal discipline and to maintaining sound public finances. Thank you, and we will now